To CPR News and KRCC, I'm Mike Lamp. Coloradans will pay a little more now for home deliveries and rideshare services. The surcharge, about 30 cents, takes effect to raise money for roads and for programs aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions. The fees are part of a new transportation bill that was signed into state law last year. It also raises the registration fee for electric vehicles whose drivers don't pay gasoline taxes. Pueblo Transit recently got two grants totaling $580,000 to improve transportation for commuters. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The federal funds are aimed at making it easier to get to work at the industrial park at the Pueblo Memorial Airport east of the city. $400,000 will help expand service for people who ride more than 15 miles round trip, an average of three or more days a week. A $180,000 grant for communities of persistent poverty will help with a new Pueblo City-subsidized van pool project. The next step is for Pueblo Transit to work with the businesses at the industrial park to get the programs launched. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Japanese beetles are back along the Front Range. The invasive bugs damage gardens and crops. CPR's Veronica Penny has more on how to get rid of them.
John Mergel is a horticulture and natural resources agent for the Colorado State University Extension. He recommends going out early in the morning, picking the beetles off by hand, and drowning them in a cup of soapy water.
We don't recommend using the Japanese beetle traps because they're very good at attracting beetles, and they will attract more than they will catch. And so the joke is you should buy your neighbor a Japanese beetle trap.
He says you should not put an insecticide on blooming flowers because that might kill bees. Japanese beetle season lasts from late June through mid-September. I'm Veronica Penny, CPR News.
Colorado Springs and Metro Denver, much of Colorado, with the chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. This is CPR News and KRCC.